This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
The Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre presents Well, Well, Well on Joy, the show that's all about sex, health and well-being.
Joy, joy, joy.
Good afternoon and welcome to Well, 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 brought to you live every Tuesday from midday by the VAC. My name is Tex, and with me this week as co-host is Carlos. First off, thanks to Derek for the news and to the amazing Gazman for the morning show. G'day, Carlos. How are you? Lovely to have you back in the studio.
Oh, thank you. It's good to be back. And if you haven't tuned into us before, well, you probably wouldn't know that Well, Well, Well is actually all about LGBTI issues, well-being and sexual health and health in general.
Now, Carlos, great show we've got today. Can you share with our listener what's in store for today's show?
Yep. This Saturday, 10th of October, is the annual Northside Bazaar at the Laird Hotel. So today's guests are going to make appearances, special appearances during the event. And also our colleague Ilan is going to be talking to us and discussing what folks attending to this event can expect.
And of course, Carlos, Northside Bazaar is one of those few days that everyone, 18 and over, including women, are welcome to visit the Laird, which of course is usually a men-only space.
Awesome.
Now, Carlos, what are some of the plethora of ways our listener can get in contact with us today?
Plethora.
My favourite word.
I miss that word, Tessie. Hey, well, if you want to join us on a conversation today on the show, you can call us at 1-300-JOY-949, send us an email on air at joy.org.au, send an SMS 0427-JOY-949, tweet us at wellwellwelljoy, and of course, you can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/wellwellwelljoy.
Joy 94.9.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. My name's Tex and my co-host today is Carlos. Today we are discussing all things Northside Bazaar, which is a fundraiser coming up this Saturday at the Laird Hotel in Abbotsford. Our first guest is our colleague, Ilan Werbeloff, our events coordinator. Good afternoon, Ilan, and welcome back to Well, Well, Well.
Thanks, T-Dog. It's been a while since I've been here. How's it been so far on radio?
Well, it's been gorgeous since we've just started the show, darling.
So, Ilan, what can you actually tell us about Northside Bazaar 2015?
Well, 2015 Northside Bazaar is shaping up to be pretty spectacular. You know, Northside Bazaar's run for quite a long time, and the boys at Laird have hosted for, I think, the last 6 years in its current form. But I believe there is a much longer history going back quite a while, which, Tex, you've probably been the best position to speak about, because it was before my time.
Oh, well, indeed. But we used to have an event called the Laird Auction, which was just the Laird Auction. It didn't have all of the added extra bits added in. And it ran for about 12, 13, maybe 14 years. And then this event has replaced it.
Yes. So for the last 5 or 6 years, it's been generously hosted by the Laird Hotel. And the event has grown beyond its capacity. So we've actually had to move outside of Laird to the street, which is why it's Northside Bazaar 2015 taking it to the street. Original.
Yeah.
But I love it. It says exactly what we're doing. And not only are we going into the street in the middle, but we will be Henry Street, but we will also be moving into the Masonic Hall, which is just next door. Mm-hmm. So we've almost more than tripled the amount of space that we have. So there's lots more room for people to get in. And as you mentioned earlier in the show, it is a very inclusive day for the community. So we welcome anyone and everyone to come along. And it will have the usual kind of features. So we will be having the auction, which, you know, obviously has its roots in the history of the community. we will be having what has previously been known as the Marketplace. We've got the Leather and Treasure, which is probably would have heard the announcements going out on Joy asking for people to donate their used leather goods. So
pre-loved.
Pre-loved, exactly. And look, this is a really good opportunity for people to kind of look at their leather collection, see if there's anything that they're not using, and hopefully give it a bit of a second life. All the leather items get cleaned before they go on sale and priced and all that. So it's all very hygienic. Yeah, so we've got the, it used to be called the Marketplace, but this year we're calling it the Leather and Treasure because the Marketplace has moved now to the street. And that's where we're going to have a range of stalls selling and promoting a range of products and services. So that should be pretty exciting, kind of like a mini kind of fair thing. Mm-hmm. And then we will also, we've got performances happening all day in the Laird, and I believe we have a few of our performers as other guests later on in the show.
Indeed we do.
And then in the Masonic Hall is where we'll be holding the auctions for all the businesses that have very generously donated giveaways and prizes and auction lots for Joy, the Laird and VAC to auction off and hopefully make a bit of money, and all those donations will come back to VAC and Joy.
And of course, Alan, there'll be the annual Joy barbecue.
Oh, absolutely. You can't get rid of that. It's everyone's favourite. So we've got the Joy barbecue that'll be running all day. So, you know, get your snags and
there will be opportunity to actually have food.
Of course. We've got a whole food court section. So not only will there be the Joy barbecue, but we'll also be offering from the same place slices of pizza, which, you know, offering some variety and certainly making sure that we've got vegetarian options for those of you who don't eat meat.
We're catering for every single taste here.
We're trying to. Like I said, we're trying to be more inclusive.
Yeah.
And along with the Joy barbecue, we will also be having the Joy raffle, which is another regular feature of the Northside Bazaar festival or event.
Event festival.
I was trying to think of the right word.
And Alan, where's the money that's raised going to?
So, like I said, this is a partnered event between Joy, the Laird and VAC. So the donations get split between Joy and VAC, and the area VAC goes towards is the David Williams Fund, which provides emergency financial aid for people who are HIV positive.
Now, we know about Joy, of course. We're listening live. Folks can visit the Joy website, joy.org.au, to find out all about Joy and its mission. But what's the David Williams Fund?
So the David Williams Fund is emergency finance for people who are struggling, who are HIV positive. Mm-hmm. And it has been running for almost 30 years. And yeah, it's one of our kind of support arms. So obviously part of the services area of VAC. And you know, Linda Horn manages the David Williams Fund and she does an outstanding job. I believe she's been in the show a few times.
Oh, indeed. We've had Linda in the studio more than once.
And I'm pretty sure Linda will be there at Northside Bazaar representing. So watch out for her.
Indeed. Hard to miss is our gorgeous Linda.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
This is Well on Joy 94.9. Joining us in the studio is one of the performers helping us to raise funds for Joy and the David Williams Fund, Northside Bazaar 2015. Welcome to Well, Pablo McFagface.
Hi everyone, how are you?
Good.
It's really good to have you here in the studio with us. Now, how did you get involved with Northside Bazaar 2015?
Well, I was approached by Ilan, the events coordinator, a few weeks ago, and it's always something I wanted to be involved in with charity and, like, especially the VAC and Joy FM. So, I just said yes.
Okay. What can you tell us, and the listener, of course, out there listening, what can you tell us about your performance style?
Well, aesthetically, I'm quite, like, gothic, androgynous and gender blending, but performance-wise, I tend to kind of keep it quite comedic and quite mm-hmm. of a piss take, especially of myself. So, yeah, that's what you can expect. Last time I performed, I did a gay romance triangle based in a gay sauna. So, that's a little...
All right.
That's where I go with it.
And so, where was that performed?
That was at the Greyhound as a part of the Dragnet competition.
Okie doke.
So, in terms of inspiration, where do you get your inspiration from?
Well, my inspiration's from a fair different, like, very different avenues. Definitely music and Marilyn Manson was my, like, my jam when I was a kid. But I get it from everyday, like, people and politics and, like, observing a lot of people, especially fragile masculinity. That's a nice topic I like to touch on a lot. Mm-hmm. And even just to inspire other people not to care about what people think of themselves. Because I was an outcast as a kid, so I just like to enjoy not caring, really.
Yeah.
Now, you said that recently you were in at the Greyhound. That was a competition. Is that right?
Yes, yes. That was, like, put off for a year. I was going to go in last year, but I was way too nervous. And so this year I decided to apply for it just to try my luck. And out of 40 applicants, I was in the top 16. And then I eventually made it to the finals round of the top six and was runner-up for the competition. So I was very happy with that outcome.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah. Did that result in a prize?
With the prize of being the first loser. Yeah.
Oh.
No, but it was just great exposure for me to get out on stage because I've only ever performed three times during that competition. So I'm really excited for this weekend.
Oh, fantastic.
So what would have been the highlight for you getting involved in that competition?
Just to kind of get my voice out there in, like, a creative way.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been showing my face for a while and, you know, there's only so much you can do with, like, aesthetics. So to be able to tell a story kind of on stage was very, very fun. Mm. And also the attention, I suppose.
We all love attention.
Yeah, right?
Of course. Now, have you been to Northside Bazaar before?
Oh, no. I've only been to Laird once and it was a very quiet Sunday, which I've heard is not the usual. So I have no idea what to expect.
Oh, that's the Sunday sessions where they have the barbecue in the afternoon.
Yeah, yeah. There was no barbecue that time. Must have been too early or too late, or I don't know.
What do you expect your reaction will be to your performance at the Laird? It's going to be a mixed crowd. It'll be men and women. It'll be all different sizes. It'll be all different sizes, genders, all different identities. How do you expect the audience will react?
Well, considering it's, you know, more of the alternative side of the gay scene, I'm assuming they'd be quite open-minded. You know, I've never usually had a problem being received, so this shouldn't be any different. But, you know, the way to expect Saturday, I would just say, you know, usually to be polite, you avoid topics of sex, politics and religion, and I'll be touching all three. So,
oh, great.
Yes.
So you'll be covering the touchy subjects.
And the crowd, touching the crowd.
And touching the crowd as well.
Just throughout the day, why not?
Oh, good. That sounds sensational.
So, Pablo McFuckface, we are looking forward to your show. It's around 4:30.
Yes.
This Saturday at the Laird for Northside Bazaar 2015.
And I think we should just let people know that whilst the auction is happening in the Masonic Hall, as Alan let us know before, there will be stalls in the street. You'll actually be performing at a stage inside the Laird Hotel. So that'll be quite exciting.
Yeah, it'll be something for everyone, wouldn't it?
There will be something for everyone. It's really good to have you coming in today to discuss your work. And we're looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was so much fun to talk about myself.
Well, it usually is. It usually is. Pablo. That's wonderful.
Joy 94.9.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, and today we are talking about all things Northside Bazaar. Northside Bazaar, of course, is coming up this Saturday afternoon at the Laird Hotel in Gipp Street, Abbotsford. It's Saturday the 10th of October, starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and runs through till about 8 o'clock, and then it's followed by a dance party in the Laird Hotel to celebrate all of the money and all of the success that's been had, or all the money that's been raised and all the success that will have been had on Saturday. And could I just remind people, we are in the middle of a heat spell in Melbourne, and although the temperature's going down to 18 tomorrow, by Saturday it will be 23 sunny degrees. Now, joining us here in the studio is our colleague and co-host, Caleb. Kel, welcome. Well.
Thanks for having me again. I'm back after, you know, coming on as a co-host last week. It's very exciting.
Indeed. And you're going to be part of the team. So that's very exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And at the moment, you're doing the Taste of Radio course, which is the forerunner to coming on at Joy full time?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's actually kind of an important thing to highlight when we're talking about fundraising for Joy, is that that's one of the great programs that they sort of have, is Taste of Radio, to kind of bring in new people who have little to no radio experience. And yeah, I guess a shout out to the group that's graduating tonight, because we'll be doing practice shows off air, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Or maybe fortunately, depending on who you ask amongst the group. But yeah, it's a great initiative to get people up to speed and kind of, you know, boost their skill set, whether they come on as a co-host, I guess in my formal sense, or some of them are currently co-hosts. Like I know Malcolm, who's on Sports Bag, he's trying to upskill his paneling skills and whatnot here in the studio. And it's a great initiative to kind of introduce our community to that sort of professional development, if you will.
And we're talking about Northside Bazaar, but most recently, just a couple of months ago, you yourself, Caleb, was one of the contestants in the Laird Leatherman competition. It's, and you actually, whilst you didn't come out as the official Laird Leatherman, you got an award, which was Miss, what was it?
Miss Congeniality.
Oh, right. Yes, of course.
You know, I was the Sandra Bullock of the group, I guess you could say. I won't repeat what one Steve... Well, Laird Leatherman 2015, Steve Morgan referred to me as when he was on Hide and Seek. But yeah, I was Miss Congeniality officially on the Sunday night following AWOL.
Now, one of your fellow competitors in the Laird Leatherman is going to be coming along to Northside Bazaar this Saturday at the Laird Hotel, and is going to be performing the same act that he performed as part of the Laird Leatherman. What can you, without giving it away... What can you tell us about him?
Well, it's funny that you should say that. So you're talking about the Laird Leatherman contender, Matt McGaw, which many of the
guys around know
around the leather community. So Matt had, although he too was not successful in his, you know, try for that. He had a performance in the talent section that I think kind of resonated with a lot of people in a big way.
And resonated is a good word.
Yeah, resonated. it instilled both dreams and night terrors alike. And yeah, it was a great performance. There was definitely a circle of life element to it. Yeah, I can't say too much. And the other thing is I don't even know if it's going to be exactly the same. You know, the word on the street is that he's taken it to a new level. And what that looks like on the day, you'll have to be there to find out.
Well, indeed. Now, how did you enjoy it when you saw the performance during Laird Leatherman? Was it uplifting for you?
Well, it's funny because when you talk about it, you know, most people that saw the performance saw it live, you know, in the room. But of course, because I was backstage, it's like, what, you know, watching it on a monitor from, you know, watching it at home, really. Not that it was televised, but, you know, I had to watch it in the back with the rest of the competitors. And it was a pretty stunning little performance, if I do say so. But yeah, I'll be interested to see what he's done with it going forward.
Okie doke. So you can't share any little hints about what it might involve?
Well, look, I think I can tell you that I know that the new performance is called The Birth of a Legend.
Right.
So there, I don't know if how legendary it will be or how birthing it will be, but you know.
Look, it's back by demand. So
popular demand.
Yeah. So it will be a really good performance, I think.
Yeah, I can say, if anybody's called into Manhouse, that they actually have a small museum there to different things from the community throughout the years. And the baby that was involved, so I think it might be more birthing than legend, it was in the case for some time, but I don't know if it's still there. You'd have to call in and see for yourself.
Okay. Now, Matt will be performing his masterwork, The Birth of a Legend, at 6 p.m., and that's going to be on the stage inside the Laird Hotel. You'd be crazy to miss it. Cal, have you been to, just out of interest, have you been to Northside Bazaar before?
Well, I've been, okay, so that, you know, I've talked to you before about this long history. I've only ever been when it's just been the Laird. So I have to say, I'm incredibly excited to see it take that street festival look, and as also the Masonic Hall. That's a huge space, really cool space. I had a bit of a walk through there a couple months ago. Yeah, and I've talked to a lot of other people in the community, and I'm really excited to actually sort of have a street festival vibe. I don't think we're going to be, you know, we're not quite getting to that level of fulsome yet, but I think there will be a little bit of that, and I can't help but say I'm a little bit excited by the thought.
So is there anything in particular that you are actually waiting for to see?
And Tex, I've seen you there before as you've been running your block, and there's been a few things that I've bid on, but, you know, sort of haven't, you know, been really committed to. Whereas this year, I think this is the first year I've had a look at the auction block, and I think there's a couple things. I'm, like, collecting my pennies and getting ready to really fiercely bid this year.
That'd be very exciting. Joy. Good afternoon. You're listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. My name is Tex and my co-host today is Carlos. Today we've been discussing all things Northside Bazaar, which is the fundraiser coming up this Saturday at the Laird Hotel in Abbotsford. The Northside Bazaar 2015 on Saturday will benefit, as Alan was sharing with us before, both Joy 94.9 and the VAC, in particular the David Williams Fund.
Joy is, of course, the voice of our LGBTI community. Joy is funded solely by our memberships and our wonderful sponsors. Events like Northside Bazaar help to keep Joy on air 24/7.
The David Williams Fund has provided assistance to women, men and kids living with HIV for nearly 30 years. Whilst originally it was a handout of money to assist with living expenses, white goods, rent and other bills, today the David Williams Fund provides a hand up, helping people living with HIV return to study or to return to paid employment. Now, Alan, we've got you back in the studio, really importantly, to share with us some of the highlight items that will be available for people to bid on during Northside Bazaar's live auction. What are some of your favourites, if you like?
Well, firstly, it's a highlight just being back in the studio with you, Tex.
Oh, thanks, Alan.
But no, we've got some really amazing prizes this year. I'm quite excited about it. And look, I can't canvass everyone here because we do have over 75 prizes. But a big thank you to everyone who has donated, because it's really quite overwhelming how generous people can be. As they have participated in every year that I've been involved in Northside Bazaar, but I think for quite a few years now, Lucretia and Desard, Marquis Desard and Eagle Leather are all participating and donating leather vests, or we've got a Lucretia Desard leather apron, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a rugby, Rebels rugby jersey signed for any sports fans, if mm-hmm. that means something to you. But no, signed by the whole team. It's all getting framed up beautifully and looks great. We've got Hampstead Dental who've given us a $500 voucher. So if you have some upcoming dental work, now's a good time. You can snap up a voucher for hopefully a little bit under $500. We also have VAC recently held a fundraiser for Holding the Man, and we have some signed books from the screening, so signed by Neil Armfield, Brian Corr and Craig Stott, so you can also pick up one of those. We've got two gigantic hampers, one for men's and one for ladies, as the store put them, although we won't be putting gender barriers on our donated items. But we have these two gigantic hampers full of sex toys from Sex Toys 24/7. So lots of fun stuff in there. I've had a bit of a peek and stuff to go in all sorts of places. We also, in Tex, this is something you'd have some expertise in. We also have a Billy doll which was donated. And apparently Billy dolls are of some historical significance. I'm not quite sure exactly what it is, but Tex, could you enlighten us on the Billy doll?
Well, I can to a degree. So in as much as it's a bit like a Ken doll, as in Ken and Barbie, except it's anatomically correct, so he's quite well hung. And he's a very sturdy doll. I mean, he's not thin and petite. He's quite sturdy, and he's dressed in a rather gorgeous outfit, befitting one of the village people. That gives you a bit of an idea.
Is he a bear?
Well, no, he's not quite a bear, darling. He's not hairy, but he does have hair on the top of his head and in other places on his body.
Well, there you go. So we have a Billy doll available. So for those who collect dolls, we also have a VIP double pass for Madonna.
Which
is very, very exciting. Those are very, very valuable tickets.
Mm.
And we also have a double pass to Adam Lambert, compliments of the Palais Theatre.
Mm-hmm. That'd be quite enjoyable.
Looking forward to it. I'm going to try and snap up a few things for myself.
Okay.
At Joy 94.9, there are approximately 300 volunteers bringing you over 75 shows, 24 hours per day, 7 days a week. That's a lot of facts and figures to take in, but here's one more number for you to think about. 1-300-569-949. That's the number to call to talk to the Joy sales team about becoming a Joy sponsor. One phone call can get your business on air and online, reaching thousands of Joy listeners at a price you can afford. 1-300-JOY-949. That's 1-300-569-949.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. My name's Tex and I'm here with my co-host Carlos. And we've had a really exciting show, but we've got even more for you. But look, we've had another message which has come in. And this one has come in from Brad. And he says that he's from marvellous Melbourne. And indeed, we are in marvellous Melbourne. In his message, he says, looking forward to the Northside Bazaar and its return to the original format of including Henry Street. He goes on to say, lots of people celebrating the community and raising much needed dollars for worthy causes. And indeed, they are worthy causes because it's Joy 94.9, the station you're listening to right now, wherever you're listening, anywhere around the world, on a variety of mediums. And it's also the Victorian AIDS Council David Williams Fund. As we said before, providing support for people living with HIV, men, women and children living with HIV. We had some lovely guests in today, Carlos.
We did. We actually had Pablo McFagface, mm-hmm. who was absolutely fantastic. We have Caleb.
Yep.
We had Ilan.
Indeed. Now, just to recap for people, Northside Bazaar 2015. It's a major fundraiser for Joy 94.9 and the David Williams Fund. It's taking place this Saturday, the 10th of October. The Laird Hotel, Joy and VAC are partnering to make this year's event even bigger and better as we expand from the Laird Hotel to take over the adjacent street, that's Henry Street, and the Masonic Hall next door.
Look, I'm just going to talk a little bit about the auction. The auction is actually delivering a lot of stuff, like from cupcakes to sex toys, mm-hmm. going through absolutely everything that you can find. So I'm sure you will be able to find something that you like.
Indeed. There will be that auction house. There'll be the street fair, as Alan mentioned, the marketplace inside the Laird Hotel, and there'll be plenty of cheeky entertainment. So basically, there's something for everyone. The entertainment starts at 2 o'clock when the event opens. So from 2 till 3.30 inside the Laird Hotel, there will be Melbound with the Vacuum Tower. I'm not going to discuss the Vacuum Tower. If you want to know about it, you can go to a search engine, perhaps the one starting with G, and just type in Vacuum Tower or Vacuum Cube, and you'll get an idea of what that means. At 4.30, one of our guests we had in today, Pablo McFagface, and at 6 p.m. in the Laird Hotel will be Matt McGraw presenting The Birth of a Legend, as explained to us by Cal today. The auction happens inside the Masonic Hall, and at 3 p.m. there will be a show from Lucretia and Assad, and then the auction will be hosted by Dean Beck and Greta from Joy 94.9. At 5 p.m, there will be a show from Marquis de Sade, and that part of the auction will be hosted by me. And at 6:30 p.m, Eagle Leather will be presenting a show, and Murphy's Law, who do the breakfast show here on Joy 94.9 on Friday mornings, they will be doing the 6:30 of the auction. There's the Joy Raffle, there's the Joy Barbecue, there's heaps of stuff happening. And of course, most of the days of the year, the Laird is a men-only venue, but a couple of times a year, including this Saturday, the Laird will be opening its doors to the broader community in the community spirit of supporting two great causes. So remember, it's all happening this Saturday, the 10th of October, from 2 until 8 p.m. at Henry and Gipps Street in Abbotsford. Don't miss out. Go to the website if you want to find out more, northsidebazaar.com, and bazaar is spelled B-I-Z-A-R-R-E. Or just go to the Laird Hotel's website and there's a link there. Thanks for joining us today. Do take care. Carlos, it's been great to have you back in the studio.
It's great to be back and back with you.
Thanks, Dylan. You're listening, folks, to Joy 94.9 all day, every day, here on Joy. Cheers, everyone.
See Bye-bye. Us.
Well, 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 bringing you all the up-to-date information on sexual health and well-being on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.